Dear Altos, here comes the Kyrie by Franz Schubert. And actually, here come two versions. I did the same thing with the sopranos, but I will do it with your part as well. First, just alto by itself with a few commons. The beginning is easy. You have the root. You might have noticed the phrasing is Kyrie eleison. I go on. Surprise, wait a little. Another surprise. And going down, go down, not go down too far. That is in danger to be flat. I go on, 16. High enough, and even higher enough. Another warning, A. And surprise. And the ending note can easily be flat. Here comes the solo sopran. And the sopran ends in measure 44. You have heard the whole time E minor. But you start an E major soprano. High enough the A. A different. Crescendo, decrescendo, 2, 3. The FP just means stress the first moment, fortepiano, and we go on. It's a repetition from the beginning. And go on. Again, short means light, not short and hard. And this is different. I gave the sopranos two versions as well, and that was soprano and alto. Now, for you, just for fun, if you want to sing a duet, I will give you a version tenor and alto. Here we go, beginning. And we go on. those are the high notes up there, and you probably have noticed that I missed one note that was in measure 18. I didn't turn the page early enough. So let me do once more from measure 16. That's how far we got before, and high enough. And here again the ending, as I said before. Solo soprano, measure 44. You start with the tenors, high A. Crescendo, three measures rest, beginning is easy. Hesitation. The trill was not meant, but it happened, and in measure 83. And this is where you are below the tenors, measure 19. You have the deeper note.